My next guest is on the line. We're talking all things related to the recent repo rate cut and your wallet. And on the line to unpack some of the issues with me this afternoon is Dr. Friedrich Kirsten, lecturer at the School of Economics at the University of Johannesburg. Dr. Kirsten, thanks for chatting to me this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show.
So the South African Reserve Bank cut the repo rate by 25 basis points last week. The question I have for you is why now, and what was the main driver behind this decision?
Well, I think to see the rate cut, you have to see it also in the cycle of rate cutting. The last few cycles, we've seen a progression towards this lower rate. And I think this was just another rate cut that aligned with the economic objectives of the country, also with inflation being stable and low enough. It gave room for the Reserve Bank to actually implement this cut and relieve some pressure on buyers.
So, Dr. Kirsten, I'm unsure how the legislation regulates this particular situation, but how quickly will consumers feel the cut in their bond repayments, their car finance, or their credit card interest? Is it regulated?
Yes, there's actually a lagged effect. So consumers might only start feeling it actually next year, but already banks would be notifying customers of the rate cut, because once they cut a repo rate, the prime rate also cuts, which is the bank lending rate, and that then relieves pressure for people's repayments, which frees up more money for them to spend in the economy. And I think that's the major impact that the rate cut has, is that a lower amount of repayments for people actually allows more spending patterns or more spending elsewhere.
So I'm guessing that this is impactful for the middle class who have mortgages, not really for those who don't, unless, I don't know, I suppose the question, does it filter down to everybody, to all South Africans in respect of everyday spending?
It actually does. If you think about the middle class is the group that normally gets the most out of a relief like this, because, like you said, they normally get some relief from the spending patterns with a tight budget. But normally when they have more money to spend, then it actually leads them to spend more on shops, which then can actually impact those working at the shops, which are more lower income people. So that then filters down to the economy. And then also the higher income have large repayments they have to make, especially companies. And that rate reduction gives them a significant boost in their own spending and their ability to actually have some room now to spend on other things and other projects. So generally, all over the show, the rate cut actually has a positive influence.
So how do the clever people then balance the need for a cut with the risk of inflation? In that, I don't know, all this extra money flying about, doesn't this risk pushing prices up? And how does one ascertain that this is actually a safe move to make?
There are actually some analysts which are currently saying there's a possibility that the current South African markets are showing such a strong tendency for growth now moving forward that it can lead to demand inflation, where more spending will lead to inflation. But given that inflation is so low at the moment, it's actually quite beneficial for the economy and for the general population that interest rates get reduced.
Now comes the million-dollar question. I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball, because I guess many homeowners are asking, is this the time to fix your bond rate, or should they wait until January in the hope that maybe there'll be additional and further cuts?
So to answer that question, it's still volatile, because I think there's so many things happening in the world that can easily revert a Reserve Bank not to go for another rate cut. But I think the general pattern at the moment shows that there are going to be rate cuts next year. So anyone taking out bonds can expect still further rate cuts next year, bar the geopolitical tensions stay the same and the tariffs from the U.S. don't influence the inflation rate. And I think we're still going to see some rate cuts next year.
I mean, I listened to you talk about the The tariffs from the US, I mean, surely they have to have a significant impact. What are they slapping on? 30% duty on all South African goods with the AGOAs ending. I mean, is this not catastrophic? Why are the markets just seemingly discounting the effect or the of these tariffs? I'm not an economist, as you can hear. I just don't understand why everybody's continuing as if things are pretty normal.
I think at the moment the tariffs are actually more of a negotiations between the US and trading partners. And I think the markets are actually, what is happening in the markets is the US is still highlighting very significant markets without tariffs. So yes, they put a tariff on South Africa, but in certain goods might be exempted, which are goods that normally get traded. So there's then lower impacts on inflation. And so, but at the moment, what we see is that the US is still playing this trade war game. And I think the actual implementation will have a more dire impact over the long run. And we haven't seen that long run yet. We've just seen these short-term announcements, which are normally then captured in the market. But the long-run effect is where the prices will really change, if there are these long-run consequences with this.
For those with existing debt, what is your advice to them in that what is the smartest way to take advantage of this lower interest rate?
So those with existing debt, the best thing to do is to just keep on repaying, because once your interest rate repayment now reduces, you can repay your interest repayment quicker to get to your actual bond. So anyone taking out a bond knows that you first have to, most of your repayment is interest repayment before you can get to the actual loan repayment. So the lower the interest rate, the lower the repayment, so the quicker you can pay that off to get to the actual repayment. And you want to settle those accounts so you can earn the or own the asset without any debt, because that's the end game of every asset that's bought via a loan.
So in other words, keep the payment at the same rate as it was prior to the reduction. Just pay an extra and reduce
Yes,
the capital more quickly. Yeah, no, that makes perfect
if you,
sense.
yeah,
How
don't
then,
reduce it.
how does this cut affect business confidence and investment in South Africa?
So, business confidence tremendously. I think they know that the Reserve Bank is currently in a reducing cycle, but I think investors, specifically with the upgrading, the South African credit rating upgrading, I think it has a positive impact. And South Africa is currently with a strong rand, the rand getting quite strong in terms of where it was a few months ago. I think there's a strong sense of recovery in the South African sentiments among investors, and so and I think with the recent G20, that was even proven even more. So I think South Africa is like most of the analysts say, South Africa is turning the tide, and we have reached a turning point. So I think there's a really positive sentiment regarding investments and business confidence. And then the Reserve Bank cutting interest rates just further provides that positive sentiment, and the stability of the Reserve Bank in changing the inflation range from 3 to 6% to 3%. I think that has even further provided stability for investors.
Dr. Friedrich Kirsten, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. But before you go, I just got to tell you, it's the first time in I don't know how long that I've actually had a positive chat to an economist. And it's really quite incredible. It does seem like they're kind of green shoots and that we seem to be, touch wood, turning a corner slowly, but turning a corner.
Yes, and that's exactly true. The only thing is our growth is still too low for real impact. We still need to grow at least 3%. And the people entering the
Dr.
job market are still too many for that growth. So we still need to grow at 3%, which currently I think we're just above 1%. So although it's showing tendencies, we still have to hit that 3% target. But I we are now on the right track to reach it in the near future, which will then change a lot if we can actually reach that 3% target.
Kirsten, thank you for your input on Chai FM this afternoon.